Just over a month ago, we spoke to Professor Johan Andersen. He is an associate professor in intelligent transport systems at Stellenbosch University about the normalization of our peak traffic patterns on our road and how they are reaching pre-pandemic levels. Many Cape Townians said it's worse than it's ever been. Professor Johan brought the data and says, well, actually, traffic levels aren't as bad as pre-lockdown, about 90 to 95% of return of vehicles to pre-COVID and lockdown levels. And everyone said, well, not everyone, but most of you said, "Are you talking nonsense, Professor? I feel the traffic. It is bad. It's never been this bad." Well, now TomTom, it's the SatNav company, releasing their latest data on peak travel times for the world's biggest cities. It shows that Pretoria now has the worst in terms of traffic congestion, but that Cape Town is not that far behind. Professor Johan Andersen, really appreciate your time. Do you feel a little vindicated based on your data that said, well, actually, Cape Town not that bad yet, or before, as to pre-COVID levels, and now TomTom has said, so it's sort of backing you up there, saying that yes, traffic congestion has increased since 2021, but it's still not back to those pre-lockdown levels.
Morning, Lester. You know, last week I traveled from Stellenbosch to Cape Town and, to the CBD. It took me about an hour and 40, 45 minutes. I was also wondering about what this professor was saying a month ago. But in any event, maybe let me just give you some perspective, I think, on the stats that TomTom has released. They, on an annual basis, they basically rank traffic in cities across the world. And that's really based on what they call floating car data, which is collected from smartphones. When we put our phones on, it typically provides some sort of location data and also navigation or tracking devices. So what they do is they use a metric, which is travel time, to try and actually compare cities across the world. And they look specifically at the time it takes to drive 10 kilometers within the city. So based on this, this latest release of them shows that Pretoria tops the list in South Africa. And I mean, this is not the top of the charts list that you actually want to be on. but if you look at Pretoria, what they say is that it takes about 16 minutes to travel 10 kilometers at about 32 kilometers per hour. That's your average speed. And that's slightly longer than was the case the previous year, something like 40 seconds, or let's say a minute or so. But I think what's also important for us as users, road users, is that translates to about 145 hours spent in rush hour traffic. It's about 6 days a year. And we really don't want to sit in this traffic all the time. So if you compare Pretoria to Cape Town, Cape Town is then in the second place with about 15 and a half minutes, pretty close to what the situation is in Pretoria. And it's about 1 minute, 10 seconds longer than the previous year. So percentage-wise, it's actually quite a big increase on the previous year. And that equates to about sitting in traffic for about 5 days per year, sort of in traffic unnecessarily. I think what you said earlier also with regards to just sort of the comparisons of where we are sort of COVID, pre-COVID, what the statistics show is that we are internationally, I mean, that it was also compared to various international cities that in general, we might be slightly below or more or less at the pre-COVID levels. So it's really difficult, to fathom this, if you sit in the traffic, for more than an hour on the way into town. But fact of the matter is that it seems that, in Cape Town, we spent less time in rush hour traffic than in pre-COVID years. I think the figures that they have is about 154 hours pre-COVID. And it's about 22 hours less you know, well, that was in 2022. Take note that sort of these are sort of an average of last year's figures.
Professor, if this is an average of 10 kilometers and Cape Town spending 15 minutes and about 30 seconds on average traveling 10 kilometers at 32 kilometers per hour, do we know what in terms of the general traveling distances of Cape Townians is? I live, according to my odometer, I live 20 kilometers, 21 kilometers from where I work. Do we know perhaps the average of our people, how far they live from where they work?
That's a really good question. Let me try and answer. Well, first of all, I don't have a specific number for you, as we speak. That is something that one can, we can get those sort of averages from the floating car data. But maybe just on the metric itself, what they do is they actually look at the time in the busiest, part of town, how you actually spend, or how much time you spend. So there's a bit of, without going into too much of the technical detail, there's some reference which is sort of the, an metropolitan trip versus sort of a CBD trip. Yeah. So there are some differences there.
At the end of the day, it's all largely subjective. Whether I trust the data, the empirical data or not, it's what a motorist is actually feeling.
Well, absolutely.
And if they feel that it is worse, then they believe that it is worse. Professor Johan Anderson, really appreciate your time. 021-446-0567.